It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Well, you've probably heard your share of home improvement horror stories, shoddy work, missed deadlines, cost overruns, and no-show home improvement contractors.
And maybe you've already lived through that contractor hell, but you don't need to.
Reference checking is the ball game. Read our 10 questions to ask a contractor's previous customers when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question. Call us with your do-it-yourself dilemma at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. From plumbing to paneling, landscaping to new laundry rooms, this is the place to get your questions answered at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And it's also the place that can help cool you off, because if you're feeling the heat, you might be tempted to blast that AC just as soon as you walk in the door. Don't do it. You're much better off using a programmable thermostat. We're going to tell you how to cool down without paying up in just a bit.
Yeah, and one way that you can cool down is open up those windows and let that breeze come on in and cool you down naturally. But those screens on your window, they're actually only meant to keep the bugs out. And if you've got children, we're going to tell you about an extra safety measure that you should be taking. We'll tell you all about it this hour.
And we're giving away a Fat Max Extreme gift package from Stanley to one lucky caller this hour. It includes a demo driver, a chalk reel.
That's right.
And a measuring tape. It's worth $60. Call us right now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Ronnie in Florida's got windows on the mind, and it's a great time to address a window situation. What's going on?
Well, we've just moved into a new house, and they say all the windows are up to code. And they say that the windows, no matter what the color of the tint on it is, even though these are clear, it has a 99% UV protection.
Okay.
So first off, A, how do I know it has it on there? And B, what does that mean, 99%? Does that mean the 1% will fade my stuff that much less? And do I have to put a piece of construction paper up there with a leaf on it to see what kind of fading we're talking about?
To see if they're serious about it. It sounds like they're talking about low E glass. Did they mention that to you?
Either that or they're talking about tinting, that the windows have been tinted. They've had a tinting material added to them. Because I don't think low E glass by itself is going to keep the UV out.
Well,
it'll reflect
they said
a lot of the
that
heat.
This has some kind of tinting on it, but you just don't notice it unless you put another glass in front of it.
Yeah.
And you do. It's got like sliding doors, so when you put one in front of the other, you can see that there is tinting. It's just not obvious.
Ronnie, are these fairly new windows, or is this an older home?
No, brand new house.
Oh, it's a brand new house.
And there's no documentation as to who the window manufacturer is?
Correct.
Hmm.
I guess, how do you know it's... Well, I see that it's tinted in some areas. In some areas, you can't slide the windows. You know, it's like a permanently closed window over the door. So you can't slide another window over it to see if it has tinting. So how do you know it has tinting? And then what does 99% mean? Is that like 1% fat-free milk?
Exactly.
And you know, the difference between 1 and 2 is tremendous.
Well, Ronnie, what you're trying to really understand here is you're trying to get to the facts on something that you really can't see, that I guess a builder has put in for you. And the way to determine what the window construction really means is by something called the NFRC label. That stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. And it's a standardized label that was probably on your window at one point that perhaps since has been removed. But if you can find this label on the windows, or if you can get in touch with the builder or the manufacturer and find out what the NFRC label stats are, you're going to learn a lot about the glass. They talk about things like the U factor, which measures how well the window prevents heat from escaping. It has something called the solar heat gain coefficient, which measures how well the product blocks heat caused by sunlight. It has a number that determines how much air leakage can get through, and also something called the visible transmittance, which basically measures how much light, or UV, gets through. And the NFRC label is good because it's a standard by which all windows can be compared. I think at this stage, not having access to that information, it's going to be virtually impossible for you to know what that window can do for
you. Because it could have also been a film that was applied after the window was installed itself, because they do make tinted window films which say to do the same thing. They say that they reduce solar heat gain. So it could be that as well.
Now, here's what you need to do. You need to contact the builder or the window manufacturer and find out, get a copy of the NFRC label for those windows. That's what's going to tell you what that window was tested to and what that window can actually do for you. You can't talk to the NFRC. You have to find the label and then use that information to determine what you want. If you want more information on how windows are rated, you can go to their website, which is nfrc.org. That's NFRC for the National Fenestration Rating Council.org. Ronnie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Calling in from Rhode Island and listening in on WPRO, we've got David. What's happening at your money pit?
I just bought this house off my mother in November.
I hope you gave her a good price.
Yeah, no, I did. She was good to me, too. I got the hometown discount.
All right.
But the bathtub is, I guess, fiberglass. And what happened was it cracked in the middle. So it's like kind of a two-pot thing. First of all, is there any kind of epoxy that I could just do like a temporary fix on that? But the bigger thing is I want to take the tub right out, and I want to put in a shower, no tub at all.
Okay.
And I was talking to somebody, and I got a price of like $5,000. It's kind of they do it in one day, in and out type of thing. And then I was talking, I work on a movie set, and I was talking to one of the carpenters, and he says I should be looking at Corian would mm-hmm. be better.
Yep.
It might be the same amount. But mm-hmm. is that... I'm just trying to get, is that like the going rate for doing something like that?
Well, it's probably a going rate for doing a bathroom remodel. Some of these bathroom retrofit companies do have sort of a one-day approach where there's a lot of action in one day and gets the job done fairly quickly. $5,000 to remodel a bathroom is probably an average price. I don't know what type of remodeling you're talking about doing here, and I can't really tell you if it's a good price or not such a good price. As to your earlier question about a way to repair a fiberglass tub, you can repair it. It's not pretty, but what you do is you can go to an auto body store, like a Pep Boys or something like that, and you can buy fiberglass material and the fiberglass resin.
Mm-hmm.
And actually
do the patch yourself.
Yeah, repair it the same way you would repair a car body or a boat body. I actually have had to do that to a shower basin once that cracked on me that I wasn't ready to replace yet. And it works great. I mean, it really is a smelly job, but it does work very, very well. So that will certainly get you through it. In terms of the replacement beyond that, Corian is a gorgeous material.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? Corian is one of those solid surface materials. And there's another company that does something similar called Silestone. And they actually, at the Builder Show this past January, introduced a Silestone shower pan and shower walls, which come... I forget in which sizes, but pretty much standard sizes or can be customized to whatever size you might need. And they're really beautiful. They're very, very durable. They're scratch resistant. They're stain resistant. And it works out really well for the prices. It's not going to be terribly inexpensive, but it's not going to be overly expensive either. And it will be a gorgeous bathroom addition.
Right. And that's the thing, because I looked at some of the model pictures and it seemed like a one-size-fits-all type of, I'm not even sure what the material was, and the cop said, look, and that's the thing, I don't want to do it fast, I want to do it right, and I want it, the stone you're talking about, that's really what I want, a different kind of look like that, with the full body shower
mm-hmm.
coming down.
And it looks very similar. You can get the Corian or the Silestone in a variety of colorations where it almost looks like a terrazzo where there's like speckling into it, or there's even some that look like there's a mirror speckle into it, almost like a granite. It's really up to you to find something that works. I think they offer something like 40 different choices from Silestone, and Corian has something similar to that. So there's a lot of options.
Yeah, no, I got to actually find a time to get somebody in, and because I don't want to do it in a hurry. But my main thing is, it's the first time I've ever owned a house, so I it's all new to me, and I didn't really know. I'm trying to get, you know, like that's like the going rate, you're saying, right in that range, like an average thing. I'm sure I could spend a lot more and a lot less.
Yeah, you certainly could. David, why don't you do this? Why don't you go to a kitchen and bath showroom and see if you can work with a certified kitchen and bath designer? These folks are certified by the Kitchen and Bath Industry Association and can take a look at your bathroom and give you some ideas as to what's practical, what kinds of price range you're talking about, how long it would take to get the job done, and really get you in a position where you can have a good overview of all of the materials and options that are available. Because as you say, you're not in a hurry. You just want to do it once, do it right, and not have to do it again, just be able to enjoy it.
That's a great tip, because I didn't even know those people existed.
David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you wish we were talking about that home improvement project that you're working on right now? Well, then pick up the phone and ask us your question. It can be home repair, home improvement, whatever you want that's going on in your home. We can help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call that magic number, 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, leaving windows open on a warm day can let some air in and keep the bugs out. But here's something that many people don't know. The screens will not protect kids from a potentially dangerous fall. The screens today are not like the screens of yesteryear. When we grew up, they were tough. Now, they're not so tough.
Yeah, and I remember having to patch up the screens with these little pieces of screen and then wrapping the wire around. Now you can, like, poke your finger right through them practically.
Yeah, and if you do any repairs at all, it involves a needle and thread, and they won't hold the kids in. So we're going to tell you how to make sure that you can have a little bit of air come through your house and have windows that are safe for children after this. 888-MONEY-PIT.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer, too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs, and I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
Looking to save both time and money on your next exterior paint project? Turn to Behr, which now offers Premium Plus Ultra Exterior Paint and Primer in one with advanced NanoGuard technology. The revolutionary formula doubles as a paint and primer to form a liquid safeguard around your home that resists damage from sunlight, moisture, stains, and dirt, which means you don't have to repaint the exterior of your home as often. For more information, visit Behr, BEHR.com. And remember, now you can prime and paint with a single brushstroke. Behr products are available exclusively at the Home Depot stores nationwide.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer. Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit AprilAir.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
AOL's new real estate site has the answer to any question a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's kind of spooky, almost like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate.
Got any questions about your house?
Well, I do have a question about my 60s-style bungalow, because there's pink paint in the back and...
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Our number, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Call us with your home improvement question. Call us with your do-it-yourself dilemma. We know that you are hustling to get some work done around your house so that you can have a long and enjoyable summer. Whatever you're working on, let us help you get it done easier, faster, safer, so that you can do it once, do it right, and not do it again. And if you call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, not only will we give you the answer to your home improvement question, but we'll give you some tools to help get those jobs done, because we've got a Fat Max Extreme gift pack from Stanley to give away. It's worth more than $60, comes with a 30-foot measuring tape, a chalk reel, and a demolition driver. Any tool with the word demolition in its title
sounds like a good time. All right. Well, before the break, Tom and I were reminiscing about screens of yesteryear, which were actually really tough metal and were really durable. But we've got a quick summer tip here about window screens. Today's window screens are not as tough as the aluminum ones of years ago that we loved so much. They're a much weaker vinyl material, and they're not going to protect your kids from a dangerous fall. Even your pets, too. If somebody's sitting up on that windowsill and is poking out at that screen, it is going to give, believe me. It's really important that you use childproof window guards. These are bars that can keep those kids away from high windows, but they're easily openable by an adult in the event of a fire. You really want to make sure that you never put locks on those windows, because you'll be fumbling for a key in an emergency situation. You want to make sure that whatever resistance that you put there is easy to operate if you're flustered in an emergency. Really, it can save your life. It can save your kid's life. So be safe with your windows this summer and let that cool breeze in.
Good advice. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Call us right now with your home improvement question. Leslie, who's next?
Carolyn, Missouri, has some remodeling woes with her bathroom. How can we help you?
I had my bathroom remodeled and had the walls all painted, looked real nice. Then the roof started leaking, so it made water drip down into the bathroom behind the fresh paint and on top of the drywall.
Okay.
Well, it bubbled up.
Right.
So I poked holes in it because it bubbled up and there was water behind there. So
yeah, that was actually
out.
A smart thing to do, Carol, because when you let the water out, it doesn't rot the plasterboard,
right,
drywall.
Right, and no mold.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so now is the roof leak fixed?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to know what to do about the paint?
Yes, since I pulled all that paint off, it was bubbled out. I peeled it all off. Now, how do I repair it? Do I mud it and then do it, or sand it, or what?
Well, if it's just the paint that came off, you shouldn't have to put any spackle on it. But what I would do is I would sand off the rest of it, make sure all of the loose stuff is off, and then you want to prime it. And I would prime that whole surface with an oil-based primer like Kills, for example.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, prime it, and then put a top coat over it. You don't want to spot prime it like that, because you're going to notice that even after you paint it, if you use a flat paint, there'll be a slightly different
sheen. You'll see the difference in the...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I wondered if you had to... Because somebody here at work said, go ahead and mud over it. And I thought, oh, God.
Oh, no.
No need for that. Just prime it. Priming makes perfect. Okay, Carol?
So I need to sand it.
Sand it, then prime it, and then paint it, and you're done.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Fred in Florida is dealing with a high moisture situation. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a home that was built in 87, and on the back of the house, this was added on a couple years after it was built. It's a Florida room. It's got a insulated roof. It's got side sliding, I guess you'd call them horizontal sliding windows. They're single pane, and they have a track they slide in on the bottom, and underneath that, about a 2-foot panel to the floor. It's concrete floor. And what I've got a dehumidifier in this room here, and it fills up every couple days, And my biggest complaint is, I mean, the filling up is one thing, but I've continued even after having the dehumidifier. I've always had this little musky smell in here.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Fred, that this may be more than that room dehumidifier can handle. One of the ways that we can deal with humidity in a bigger, more effective way is by replacing portable dehumidifiers with a whole home dehumidifier that really reaches into the entire space of the house and pulls moisture out. A whole home dehumidifier can take out up to like 90 pints of water a day from the house, and it fits into your HVAC system, so you don't have to have a portable unit that you have to work with. Once the HVAC system is on, this whole home dehumidifier will just work 24/7, 365 to pull out the moisture. Because you're trying to pull it out of one room, but there's probably a lot of moisture wicked from different parts of the house,
well,
and that's why you're getting overwhelmed.
What I was going to say is we pretty much keep this room closed. Like I said, it's a Florida room. It has an insulated roof, the panel roof that's, I guess, is about 3 or 4 inches thick. And I do have an air conditioner in this. It's a window unit that I've got installed into one of the panels at the bottom here. And we keep it air conditioned. And I will say that the dehumidifier has helped. And it's a 50-pint dehumidifier. I guess a pretty big one, but I continue to me, that's a lot of moisture. Maybe that's not. I live in Pensacola, Florida.
Do you have to drain this dehumidifier all the time?
I do. It actually has a hose adapter that you can put on it. I'm going to do that soon and just have it drain continuously.
I think the best thing to do is this connected in any way to the HVAC system in the rest of the house?
No, it isn't.
All right, so you would have to extend the HVAC system into this room to be able to take advantage of a whole home dehumidifier. That is the most effective and efficient way of pulling moisture out of the room. There's a good manufacturer online called April Air, aprilair.com, where you can get information on whole home dehumidifiers. The second thing is to try to take a look at the sources of moisture getting into that room. Take a look at the grating and the drainage around the Florida room. If you can keep the rainwater in particular from collecting near the foundation perimeter, you're probably pulling a lot of the humidity up through the slab and through the base.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I don't know if they put a vapor barrier underneath this concrete or not.
Whether they did or they didn't, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. So if you reduce the amount of humidity, the amount of moisture that's getting close to the foundation perimeter, that will stop that much of it from getting back into the house. So first choice, whole home dehumidifier, modify the HVAC system to be able to take advantage of that. Second choice, improve the grating and the drainage at the foundation perimeter to reduce the volume of water that's around this building. Fred, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Are you running out of room in your garage or basement? Well, reclaim your space and take it outside. We're going to tell you how to find a shed that suits your storage needs next.
You live in a money pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Making good homes better. Call us right now with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Perhaps you're having an organizational issue. We can help you with that, too. You know, as more and more of you convert basements and garage spaces into sort of pseudo-living areas, all the stuff that used to be there needs a place to go.
Yeah, in fact, I even remember those good old days when the garage was the home for the car, if anybody else can relate to that.
What that building's for?
Exactly. It's not the place for you to just shove everything. It's really meant to be organized, a workshop, car storage, whatever. And if you're looking for a great way to store seasonal items and dangerous tools and even chemicals that you want to keep away from the kids, you should consider a shed. And here to tell us how to find a shed that suits your needs is Darren Gunnell from Lifetime Shed. Welcome, Darren.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Darren, we seem to be running out of space constantly for
running out of space
for stuff. And what I like about the new sheds today is that they're very modular and they're very expandable. Tell us about the technology today. It's no longer just a wood building or sort of a tinny aluminum building. They're a lot stronger and they're better made today.
Right, and they're not ugly anymore.
They're better made. They're more aesthetically pleasing as more and more Americans use their outdoors as their new, is the new indoors. They want something that complements their surroundings, that looks good, that they're not embarrassed, by having in their yard. So that's where sheds are going. The Lifetime shed is neutral colored. It matches pretty much a decor of any house. It looks good in the backyard.
Yeah, but are we looking at products that just seem really sort of smooth and plasticky, or do they try to replicate the natural look of wood, perhaps?
They replicate the natural look of wood. The Lifetime shed has siding. It's not really siding. It's molded plastic and made to look like siding.
And you know what, Darren? I've actually put one of these together before myself, the Lifetime shed, and it went together so easily. The hardest part was sort of finding the good place in the yard to place it. How do you know where to put your shed? What's the best location?
Depends on how you're going to use it. If you're going to access it regularly, you want it. You don't want it clear out where if it's dark or something, you have to stumble over to it. But you want to have, you know, your space open for your patio or something around. Lifetime sheds can be pretty big. You can get 11-foot wide or an 8-foot wide. And so you got to also have the room to put it wherever you're going to place it.
Now, what kind of preparation do you have to do for the grade before building a shed?
What we recommend is a solid surface. Concrete's obviously the best, but you can get by with gravel or asphalt or something of that sort. You just want to make sure it's going to remain solid and flat so your shed lasts forever.
And is there a floor kit that's available as part of this if you don't happen to have a slab?
Well, all the Lifetime sheds come with floors included.
Okay.
It's just you build the shed with the floor on that flat spot you've created in your yard.
And Tom, these are actually really good looking. They have windows, they have doors that open up to look similar to almost barn style doors or even smaller doors. And I tell you, it did really go together much easily. And Darren, are there kits to sort of help give me storage opportunities for the wall rather than just having, you know, an open space to sort of pile everything into?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Most of the sheds come with shelving units. They're steel reinforced also, so they're strong and durable. And within the shed, you can move those shelves on their brackets, you know, into different locations. So you can adjust it to make it fit your storage needs exactly like you need.
And Darren, these sheds today are modular in the sense that they can be expanded. Is that correct?
That's right. Our sheds expand the 8-foot in 2.5-foot increments or the 11-foot in 3.5-foot increments. And meaning the 8-foot can go as far as 15 feet in depth. The 11-foot wide can go as far as, we've had it up to 36 feet in depth.
Well, that's a huge shed.
That's a pretty big building, yeah. Well, it sounds like there's hope for my garage because I may be able to get the car in there yet if I can get stuff out into a good quality shed.
Absolutely. Free your garage up.
Darren Gunnell from Lifetime Shed, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. If you want more information on Lifetime Sheds, you can find them at Lowe's, BJ's, and Sam's Club or online at lifetime.com.
Well, up next, when the temperature goes up, your thermostat usually goes down, which means that your energy bills are going to be skyrocketing. Find out how to cool your home efficiently next.
Money Pit!
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/homedesign. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
AOL's new real estate site has the answer to any question a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's kind of spooky, almost like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I do have a question about my 60s-style bungalow, because there's pink paint in the back and...
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you. AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, under the subject of things I've learned the hard way,
yes.
Never give a kid a paint sprayer. Bad idea.
Was the car a new color?
There should be a minimum age for giving kids a paint sprayer, which
was
exceeds,
it the car or your son's
seven.
Face? What
was
happened?
It was a wind drift issue that required some additional work to the side of my car to to get it back to that neutral tone that once it started with.
Oh, but you had some help.
Yeah,
and wasn't
I did.
That
it's fun.
Nice?
It
bonding
was a father-son
time.
Project. That's right. Some bonding time. Hey, do as we say, not as we do. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question. Another reason to call today is that we're giving away a Fat Max Extreme Gift Pack from Stanley worth more than $60. Comes with three great tools, a measuring tape, a demolition driver, and a chalk reel.
Yeah, and keep those things away from your six-year-olds as well while you're at it. All right, high temperatures, whether they are a regular thing or not where you live, you are no doubt feeling the heat. And I bet you are going to be blasting that AC as soon as you walk in, but it is not going to be saving you energy or money. Just like your heat during the winter, you should keep your thermostat at a couple of consistent settings for the entire cooling season. Believe it or not, 78 degrees is usually the ideal temp. You can also use a dehumidifier, which will make you feel cooler, and a whole house dehumidifier is going to be your best choice. And lower your cooling load by changing your air filter monthly and seal all those air leaks within your home. This could include projects like insulating the attic or your walls, replacing weather stripping around your windows and doors, or even replacing your existing windows and doors with insulated options.
Now, if you are going to replace windows and doors, you also want to make sure that before the new ones are installed, that you take that extra step of properly flashing them, because that really is what keeps the leaks out. To do that, you need to use a self-adhered premium flashing product. For example, Grace has a product called Vicor Plus that I have used. It seals the gaps in the frames from air and even moisture infiltration. It's an added step that is going to help lower your home's heating load, and it's going to keep the windows leak-free. For more tips on how you can save money on your HVAC system, on your air conditioning, and how to keep those windows and those doors dry and stop those leaks of warm and cold air from sort of moving in and out and driving up costs, you can visit graceathome.com. That's Grace's website, graceathome.com. Or pick up the phone right now and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
We're going to talk to Mark in Pennsylvania about a French drain.
I bought a home back in November, and the house has a French drain system in it. I have a receipt for the purchase. It's warranted. I can't seem to get the guy out there to come out and show me where it drains out of the house, because it's a gravity flow system.
Right.
And I've searched all over the property. I've run water into the system until it should be coming somewhere outside. I've been with lots of rain in the Pennsylvania area, and I was looking for it. I just can't seem to find it.
It may not be pumped out. Mark, does this go to a sump, like a hole?
No.
So you have these slots between the basement floor and the wall. Is that what you're seeing when you call it a French drain? And does it look like the concrete floor was excavated out for any type of a piping system to be installed?
Yes.
Okay, and so it's got to go to a sump somewhere.
Well, I live on the side of a mountain.
Okay.
So how it was described to me is that it's called a gravity flow system. Instead of going into a sump hole and being pumped out using it, I was told that there would be a pipe that runs out of the house and just come to daylight somewhere.
All right, and you can't find where the pipe exits the building?
No.
And you haven't had any flooding or any of that sort of thing?
No, it works perfect.
Yeah, you know what, Mark? I would leave well enough alone.
You're like, stop looking for it.
Yeah, stop looking. You don't have a problem. And, you know, there are things that you could do to look for that. There's ground-penetrating radar, and there's cameras that can be put inside of drain pipes and all that sort of thing. But I don't see any compelling reason for you to do that. The system is there. The system is working. So don't ask any questions. You know, it's a leap of faith. It's got to be driving that water somewhere. It's not in your house. So just kiss it goodbye and be on your way, okay?
All right, thanks.
Mark, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. But I got to find where it's draining. Well, not always, you know. As long as your neighbor doesn't come in and say, like...
you know, there's an awful lot of water coming into our basement from
exactly.
your house.
Yeah, he's going to knock on Mark's door and say, hey, guess what? Good news, I found out where your pipe's draining.
Bad news, it's in my kitchen.
Leslie, who's next?
Diane in Florida finds the Money Pit on WGUF. And Diane, you have a bathroom issue? What's going on?
Yeah, I'd like your advice, please. My bathtub is getting to look old on the bottom. It has a soft, gray, cloudy look in parts.
Okay.
I've seen this in, for example, in the bathtubs of older people. My condo's about 40 years old, and I imagine this might be the original tub. Would it be better to glaze it or to get one of those, they have a company that puts a tub over it.
Like a refinishing.
Yeah, it's an insert. Is this a metal tub or a fiberglass tub?
It looks like porcelain. It's a
porcelain.
Regular
it's metal.
White bathtub. That's the best I could describe it. I guess it's porcelain. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's probably a cast iron tub. Now, Diane, you can reglaze it, but I will tell you that it won't be nearly as durable as it was 40 years ago. And so that is one option. And the second one is an insert. The thing about the inserts is they're pretty costly, and they also reduce the actual volume of the tub because they're about a half inch thick. Plus, they never quite fit exactly perfectly right, so they end up taking more room than when you started with. So those are two options to repair or resurface in place.
Now, Diane, since I'm not seeing the stain in person, but it sounds almost like it could be a mineral deposit.
No, I've seen this in bathtubs before. It's just old.
She's suffering from old stain here.
It sounds like you want a new tub. Because I was going to say, if you gave it a try with some white vinegar just to see
I'll try that, but I don't think I'll be lucky on that score. I think it needs to be, would you suggest the refinishing?
Well, I think that's probably going to be a good first step because it's not very expensive. It doesn't require a big commitment of time and money, and it's something that you can do yourself.
I can do it myself?
Yeah, sure, just like painting.
Well, how interesting.
Or you could have a pro come in and do it for you. Diane, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
In Delaware, you can tune into the Money Pit on WDEL like Bruce does. Bruce, how can we help you out today?
Yes, and I enjoy your program, and I really enjoy it every week.
Thanks so much.
I'm trying to get some wooden doors clean. I got some film on wooden doors, like bedroom doors, where, you know, kids go by and they put their hands on them and, you know, all kinds of stuff on their hands, and it's hard to get them clean. Well, and I've tried dish liquid, and nothing seems to be working.
Have you tried Simple Green?
No, never heard of it.
Simple Green is very effective. Family-owned and operated company out of California. Great distribution in all the major hardware stores and home centers, and really, really effective products. I've been using Simple Green for many, many years, and it does a great job of keeping the kids' handprints off of the doors and off of the walls and other surfaces in your house.
Wow, and I can get that at any hardware store? Or?
Yeah, go to simplegreen.com, and you can find
a
dealer.
You'll find exactly where you can get it.
Near you.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your show.
You're welcome.
The good work.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we advocate that you measure twice, cut once, and always keep a fire extinguisher handy, because safety is important. But what if your measuring is for windows? Well, with windows, you have to measure twice and order once to make sure that you get them sized correctly. We will tell you how to measure for replacement windows after this.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because we know that your home improvement projects never rest, so neither do we. Always standing by to answer your home improvement question. If we're not in the studio when you call, we will call you back the next time we are. If you need more great tips, they are available also at MoneyPit.com. And we've done the hard part for you. There is a handy to-do list available for every weekend of the year, because you're saying to yourself, what am I going to do this weekend? You got it solved.
I worked hard all week. How can I spend my Saturday and Sunday?
Got you covered. Just log on to MoneyPit.com and click on the weekend to-do list. We'll have some suggestions for you that will keep your house in tip-top shape all year long. While you're there, send us an email by clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie, just like Vanessa did.
All right, Vanessa in Wayne, West Virginia writes, how do I measure for new windows in an old home? Simple question.
Very, very simple question. And not such a simple answer, but
no,
I will say it's going to depend on, it's going to depend on the kind of windows that you're installing, Vanessa. Now, in an old house, let's presume that you have old wood windows, double hung windows. A great thing to do in a situation like that is to install replacement windows. These can be installed inside of the existing frames.
Now, a replacement window is just replacing those two operable panels within the sash, correct?
Yes, but you're keeping the old frame of the window, but there's sort of a new unit that slips inside of that. And what's cool about replacement windows is that they are made to fit the space, whatever it is there, so that you would measure, you'd measure the width, you'd measure the height.
And you want to measure the width at several places, correct? You don't just want to go at the width from one point. You want to do the top, the bottom, and the middle, right?
Exactly. And different manufacturers are going to give you different advice on how much sort of slack you ought to plan. But generally, you want to be within a quarter of an inch, and you don't want to be too long or too tall. You need to be like less than a quarter of an inch so that you can fill that space in with molding and with caulk. What I would suggest to you, Vanessa, if that's the way you want to go, is that you make arrangements for the representative of the window manufacturer, the window contractor, to come to your house and measure those windows, because these guys are accustomed to measuring all sorts of different window configurations, and it would be a really bad thing if those windows showed up and they didn't fit, especially if you discovered that having taken the old window out of your house, and now your only option is to perhaps add some plywood back in. So have the window contractor actually do the installation, even if you are going to do the installation yourself, have them measure for it so you get the right windows ordered.
All right, Lupe in Fremont, California writes, should we refinish our bedroom vintage hardwood floor that has been covered with wall-to-wall carpet and pad for 35 years? Wood is in excellent condition.
Hey, carpet is a great drop cloth.
You don't even have to protect it. Just spill your paint on it.
I mean, I've pulled up carpet in old houses and just been real impressed with the quality of the wood floor. It doesn't really wear out. So what you should do in this situation, Lupe, is to lightly sand that floor. You can rent a floor buffer with a sanding screen. You don't need to even take it down to raw wood, and just really lightly sand off the finish that's on top, and then recoat it with some polyurethane. You can apply that with a lamb's wool applicator, start in the back end of the wall, and mop your way out.
Yeah, but make sure you leave a good egress. You don't want to trap yourself in a corner.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where you can call us about squirrels in the attic, and we won't think you're crazy. In fact, we'll help you excise them from that attic space. Maybe your question is not about squirrels. Perhaps it's about rodents or snakes or other things that like to live inside your house.
Invaders on your mind, Tom.
If you've got invaders on your mind, you want to call this program at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will have some tips next week on how to excise those from your house. And we'll also be featuring some information on organization, because you know, when the summer happens, you want to be organized so that you can get in and out of the house as quickly as possible, especially if it's a beach day.
Exactly, on your way to the beach.
All of that coming up next week on the program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.